Stacey and Jay Spoo.
All right, welcome to it. Monday edition of Stacey and Jay Spoo. We are here to have some fun, but also, it's the Monday of celebrating. The Proteas women's performance at the ICC Women's Cricket World Cup. They didn't win, obviously. They lost against India by 52 runs in Navi Mumbai. But I'm not going to lie, bro. As a South African, I'm extremely proud. Their journey is something that we all as South Africans should be like, damn, our girls did it. For the first time ever appearing in the Women's World Cup final, a milestone that will inspire so many generations to come. Shout out to the Proteas.
So I have literally seen a change in Jay Spoo. He went from like mild investment to being the number one fan.
I'm locked in.
He is there. Girlies, he is here. Feel it, he is here.
I'm so proud.
So they were chasing 298. The Proteas fought valiantly, right? Mm. And this campaign was defined by resilience and belief. And to Jay's point, that's really what this is about. The story that's come out of this is incredible. So from, admittedly, a shaky start back in the day to a record-breaking semi-final win over England, the Proteas showed the world what South African cricket and, quite frankly, South Africans are made of. It's passion and it's unity and, of course, an unbreakable spirit and, quite frankly, a sprinkle of audacity. So the silver medal that we now possess, it's obviously not a loss. It's an incredible achievement and a statement that South Africa belongs amongst the elite because we are the best of the best. So Nick Tatham, our sports lead, a father, a husband, a hero, an icon.
Dripping in game.
This, all of the above.
This is because, I mean, to lose by 52 runs, that's like a very tiny margin. That's like a slight loss.
Guys, it's very disappointing. We were doing so right nicely there, in that final.
Yeah.
Laura Wolfart, the hero of the nation.
Our captain.
She got another 100. She got back-to-back hundreds in a semi-final and a final of a World Cup.
Incredible.
Unbelievable. Finished as a tournament's leading run scorer. She was going along so nicely and we were still in the game. And then we just seemed to lose quick wickets. And that was just the end of it. There was just too much pressure in front of a packed out stadium in India against the host nation. I think the pressure towards the back end of the innings just got a little bit too big for us. But guys,
we must
tip our hats to
shout out
Mandla Mashimbi, the coach, Laura Wolfart, the captain, the whole team. They were incredible. Just remember, we were bowled out.
Never forget. #.
Yay.
69.
Yay, win.
In our first game of the World Cup, we lost by 10 wickets.
Underdogs,
and then
man,
we beat that England side in the semi-finals.
Yeah.
And then we were just a bit short in the final. But we've now been in three finals, our women's team. They've been in two T20 World Cup finals and now a 50-over final. So the luck has got to change at some stage. And we will get over the line.
Yes, of course we will.
I'm so proud.
And again, like a note, and it's always like, there they go again. Oh, you know, girls in sport, support the girls in sport. Yes.
Support them.
No, but you should.
That's
because
the thing.
Because there is incredible sportsmanship and there is history being made.
Also, just to add, I don't think this is about just cricket. You know, it's a victory for women in sport. Imagine how many young girls now will start taking up sports as part of their extracurricular.
Absolutely.
And getting
inspired.
Banked.
Inspired.
Do you know?
Bigger than that.
The other thing is that you've got to realize how quickly our women's team have got to the top of the world.
Bro.
Yeah. They were like, not messing about.
Cricket hasn't been that popular amongst women for that long.
Mm.
And now we've been in three finals already.
Oh, man.
And our rugby side too, for example. Yeah. We got to the playoffs at the Rugby World Cup earlier in the year. So, sky's the limit.
Girlies are doing
Shout
the thing.
Out.
Stacey and Chase Boo.
I'll be by your side.
Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. East Coast Radio.